And secondly, realize how much your life matters. It's said that when a butterfly flaps its wings, that energy flows thousands of miles away. Therefore, everything you think and do extends outward and multiplies. Live your life knowing that the difference you choose to make is toward wholeness, not destructiveness. Even if no one sees or acknowledges it, an act of unkindness contains energy that impacts our entire universe. And a silent blessing or thought of love toward others contains a vibration that will be felt throughout the cosmos. William Blake's vision expresses this idea. Quote, to see a world in a grain of sand and a heaven in a wild flower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour. Unquote. Be conscious of how very much you matter to all of creation. Do the Tao now. Dedicate a day to extending kind thoughts and acts towards your family, your community, your country, and the world. In your family, encourage someone who's struggling with low self-esteem. In your community, pick up litter and recycle it without judgment. In your country, spend a few moments in silent prayer, sending loving energy to those who are in positions of power. Then do the same for the world, including any so-called enemies. The 55th verse of the Tao Te Ching, quote, he who is in harmony with the Tao is like a newborn child. Deadly insects will not sting him. Wild beasts will not attack him. Birds of prey will not strike him. Bones are weak, muscles are soft, yet his grasp is firm. He has not experienced the union of man and woman, but is whole. His manhood is strong. He screams all day without becoming hoarse. This is perfect harmony. To know harmony is to know the changeless. To know the changeless is to have insight. Things in harmony with the Tao remain. Things that are forced grow for a while, but then wither away. This is not the Tao. And whatever is against the Tao soon ceases to be. Unquote. Living by letting go. Perhaps you've observed people who seem to get all the breaks, appearing to be impervious to the onslaughts that wreak havoc in so many lives. For example, do you know someone who seldom, if ever, gets sick in spite of spending the flu season in close contact with people who are coughing and sneezing? How about those who emerge unscathed in the middle of a crime spree? You might say that these lucky few seem to have guardian angels that protect them from the provocations of the symbolic deadly insects, wild beasts, and birds of prey mentioned in the opening lines of this passage. But Lao Tzu knows that these men and women are simply in harmony with the Tao, just as some individuals appear to have the right people show up in their lives at exactly the right time, while others seem to have a knack for making money materialize just when it's needed the most. Lao Tzu says that we should look to infants who haven't yet taken on the ego belief that they're separate from their originating source. Consequently, they have what could be considered magical powers. They can scream all day and never lose their voice, like a screeching adult would. Even with undeveloped muscles, they can fashion a firm grip. Furthermore, babies are pliable and virtually immune to harm from a fall that would break the bones of a grown-up. All of this is called perfect harmony by Lao Tzu. Verse 55 of the Tao Te Ching invites you to realize that what you call luck isn't something that randomly happens. It's yours for life when you decide to live by letting go. You attract the cooperative power of the Tao when you release the need to control your life. So change your thoughts and see how your life changes to a very fortunate one indeed. Let go and exist in harmony with the Tao in order to build up your immune system and be lucky about resisting disease and illness. I know that letting go for protection sounds paradoxical, but I suppose you could think of it like that. But try seeing it as a way of allowing life's natural rhythm to flow unimpeded through you. Living by letting go means releasing worry and stress and fear. When you promote your sense of well-being in the face of what appears as danger to others, your alignment with your source frees you from pushing yourself to act in a forceful manner. Lao Tzu reminds you here that things that are forced grow for a while, but then they wither away. Attain the protective nature that's alluded to in this powerful verse and realize the changeless with these insights for the world you're living in today. First, visualize yourself as indestructible. Yes, indestructible. Activate an inner picture that will carry you through perceived dangers. In this visualization, remove the image of your physical body and instead see the part of you that's as constant as a spirit or a thought. This is your essence, and it's incapable of being harmed in any way. From this perspective, you're not threatened by anything, from criminals to cancer, from a common cold to a wild beast. When you live in harmony with the enduring part of yourself, it will contribute to an overall sense of being indestructible. Declare yourself to be that lucky person who goes through life unscathed by freeing yourself from trying to control your perception of looming danger. And secondly, change the way you look at your potential for becoming a lucky person. Rather than telling yourself, with my luck, things aren't going to work out for me, affirm, I'm open to allowing what needs to happen. I trust luck to guide me. This change in your thinking will serve you by guiding you to live in the flow with the Tao. Peace will replace stress. Harmony will replace effort. Acceptance will replace interference and force. And good luck will replace fear. You'll become what you think about. So even things that you previously believed were evidence of bad luck will now be viewed as what helps you to move toward greater harmony in your life. Living by letting go will allow you to appreciate Lin Chuang's wry observation in The Importance of Living. Quote, if you can spend a perfectly useless afternoon in a perfectly useless manner, you've learned how to live. Unquote. Do the Tao now. Dedicate a week to charting incidents of things working out without your having to control or make them happen. This will mean consciously choosing situations where you curb your automatic impulse to control the outcome, relax when you want to tense up, and trust in as many situations as you can. At the end of the week, notice how changing the way you think has changed your life. The 56th verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, those who know do not talk. Those who talk do not know. Block all the passages. Close your mouth. Cordon off your senses. Blunt your sharpness. Untie your knots. Soften your glare. Settle your dust. This is primal union, or the secret embrace. One who knows this secret is not moved by attachment or aversion, swayed by profit or loss, nor touched by honor or disgrace. He is far beyond the cares of men, yet comes to hold the dearest place in their hearts. This, therefore, is the highest state of man. Unquote. Living by silent knowing. This is probably the best known verse of the Tao Te Ching. In fact, the opening two lines, those who know do not talk, those who talk do not know, are so popular that they've almost become a cliche. Nevertheless, the passage's essential message is little understood and rarely practiced. Lao Tzu is calling